This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, if I asked you which states had the most well-off children, would you guess North Dakota, Wyoming, and South Dakota? That's what this year's new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation has found. As for the bottom, three of the four lowest-ranking states are in the southwestern corner of the country. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
For the first time in 24 years of this study, Mississippi is no longer in the cellar. New Mexico is. Several states in the southwest were hit by the housing bust. Construction slowed, and for low-income families, rental prices went up. Meantime, state safety nets shrank, says study author Laura Speer at the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
In places like Nevada, in places like Arizona, the infrastructure for kids and families is not where it needs to be.
New Mexico lacks a big sector to fuel a recovery, says economist James Peach at New Mexico State University. The state does have high-tech research, but he says it struggled to create a tech sector.
Bill Gates was originally located in New Mexico, and in the late 70s, he could not get a $50,000 loan to continue his enterprise, and he went home to Seattle.
Across the country, the child poverty rate rose 4 points to 23%. On the good news side, kids' health insurance coverage went up, as did math and reading scores. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.